for the better.
You are listening to The Rick Smith Show on WIOO 97.9 Carlisle and 93.9 Shippensburg. We're back live in the studio tonight and every week.
120,000 people over the age of 60 in the United States of America had their Social Security payments garnished because of student loan debt. It is a multi-generational crisis. And anybody who has, you know, sweated over their sons and daughters' student loan payments knows that it's not just about students, it's about all of us.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. 9 days, 9 days and counting until we kick off the People's Tour for America. You can follow us across country as we discover, well, who made the country great. We discover the history of workers in our country as we head out to San Jose, California for Netroots Nation. And we're going to hold events all along the way. So peoplestourforamerica.com, you can follow us, see where we're going, where we've been, what we're doing, interact with the program. Also, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. And right here at thericksmithshow.com as well. Yesterday, we talked to a guy, $50,000 in debt for a bachelor's degree from George Washington University. He was in Newark, Delaware today, along with hundreds of other activists and hundreds of students saying, you know what, Sally Mae, we'd like to know where you're spending the money that we're giving you, lobbying state legislatures and lobbying Washington. We'd like to know where it's going. So you had these folks saying, hey, we want to know, which is why I've asked Adrian Eaton, president of the Rutgers University AAUP, to come talk to us about today's event and maybe what came out of it. Adrian, thanks for taking time for me.
Sure.
So tell me what happened this morning.
Well, as you said, we had at least a couple hundred, mostly student, but not all student activists, some folks from AFT, from the union as well. Come to the Sallie Mae shareholder meeting and speak to a proposal that we had put forward for greater transparency in the amount of money that Sallie Mae spends on lobbying and politics in general.
So what kind of a response did you get? I understand that you were asking for a resolution for Sallie Mae to disclose their lobbying activity, telling, you know, hey, where's the money going? How much are you spending? Where are you spending? What model legislation are you pushing? What kind of response did they get?
Well, probably what you would expect, which is a lot of stonewalling. They have a written response in their proxy statement, and the resolution did lose, but we think maybe it didn't lose by very much. We didn't know, as of this morning, didn't actually know what the vote was, but we didn't really expect, the really big financial companies that own stock in Sallie Mae to vote in our favor. But we think some of the other big institutional shareholders may have done so. But the good news was that we were also there to demand that Sallie Mae sit down with the student leaders that they've been really avoiding for some years now, and they did indicate willingness to do that, which was really great.
You know, when I talked to a guy last night who just graduated from George Washington, $50,000 in debt, and you go, you know, you want to talk about redistribution of wealth. There is a massive redistribution away from this kid's future. You know, when I was in college, you know, two-thirds of the cost was picked up by the state. Now you see a quarter of it only being picked up the state, by the, which means, you know, you go to college nowadays, you're coming out with massive student debt, loan debt. And I said, there's something fundamentally wrong with this.
Yeah, I'd say so. And, you know, there's all kinds of concerns about it. So there's the future of the young people that own the debt or their families, their as one of the students said today during the Sallie Mae meeting, you know, it determines where she lives, what kind of job she can take, what she buys in grocery stores, you know, really everything that you can imagine. And then on top of that, to the extent that students are increasingly defaulting on the debt, there's concerns for investors and others as well. And, you know, there's actually worry about whether this could create another kind of problem like the mortgage crisis did.
Well, I got to tell you, there's part of me that looks at this and goes, maybe it's going to take these more people defaulting, more students going, you know what, I can't pay it, and I'm not going to. Maybe you know, because I look at a lot of these situations, these companies, they get to file bankruptcy, they get to wipe away their debt. Why is it that students who are trying to get an education, trying to make the country better, trying to be part of the American dream and part of the middle class, they've taken on this debt because that's what they've told. That's your only way to the middle class. They can never discharge this debt. It's saddled with them for life.
Yeah, some of them, that's for sure, some of them on the higher end. Well, in fact, and that's one of the things that they want to meet and talk to Sallie Mae leaders about is the renegotiation of debt. So that's one of the urgent reasons for this meeting that the Sallie Mae agreed, not specifically agreed to today, I mean agreed to do the meeting, but within the next month. And Randy Weingarten, the president of AFT, who was at the meeting and led the discussion of the proposal in the meeting, pledged all the resources of AFT to make sure that that meeting does in fact happen.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. But, you know, I look at this, and for me, you go, these banks and people like Sallie Mae are borrowing money at historically low rates. That can't be passed along?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, you know, the whole thing, this Sallie Mae started, of course, as a kind of quasi-governmental organization where the federal government was doing the loaning, and Sallie Mae was the instrument for doing that. And over time, that's been increasingly privatized. And now, in fact, Sallie Mae's decided to divide itself into two companies, one that will service the federal loans that they've got in the past, and then a private loan company on top of that. So yeah, it's all about making profits.
You know, I understood the resolution asking for more disclosure and asking for them to be more upfront and forthright, a little more transparent. I get that. For me, what I think has to happen is we have to have people sitting on these boards. Sallie Mae's got, what, some 25 million student borrowers, and nobody's sitting on the board, just like in the workplace. You know, how many of these big companies have worker representatives sitting on their boards? Me, I've been of the mindset that if you're not seated at the table, chances are you're on the menu.
Yeah, well, I happen to be a believer in that too, as a matter of fact. Not all union folks are, but I certainly agree with you there. And you look at the, now I don't know if all the members of the board were at the shareholder meeting today for Sallie Mae, but there wasn't one young person in that group, that's for sure, and it wasn't very diverse.
Yeah, because there's something seriously wrong with this situation where you're talking about the next generation and their future and really the future of the country, if you will, being decided by people who their only interest is how much money can I put in my pocket today?
Yeah, that's right. And of course, the fundamental underlying problem is the disinvestment in public higher education, right? So why is it, as you were saying before, the percentage of public universities that's actually funded now by state government is so tiny, and it's just been an incredible shifting onto students and their families and those tuition dollars.
And that's important for, you know, because, you know, as a kid growing up in the projects on the west side of Cleveland, college was not something I ever imagined even possible. In fact, it wasn't until I was about 15 that I realized you went to college to learn. I thought that's where you went to play basketball when you couldn't play anymore at the high school. But for me, it was that opportunity. I look now at the kids who grew up in the same situation that I did. There's no chance for them.
Yeah, well, we're in a period where it's really unclear what kinds of jobs young people are going to end up with, and part of that has to do with older people not being able to retire because of the lack of pensions. So it's all these problems are interconnected, I would say.
I'm right there with you. So last question, where does this go from here? What's the students are going to have the sit down. Where does this movement continue on?
Well, I think that we're going to continue to pressure Sallie Mae. The union is going to continue to work at the national level. My local works very closely with students in New Jersey at Rutgers University, but also across New Jersey, and supports student organizing around this issue and other issues. So there are, you know, a broad set of progressive organizations, including AFT and others. We're going to continue to work on the issue and work on pressuring Sallie Mae, but also on getting that state funding back into public higher education.
Now, and that's an uphill fight, especially in a state like
Absolutely.
New Jersey with Governor Christie and our guy here, Space Cadet Tom Corbett.
Yeah. It is.
I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for the information, Adrienne. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. Quick break. Right back. 1-888-520-RICK. 1-888-520-7425. Your thoughts, questions, comments, whatever's on your mind. We're right back.
90% of people own 90% of the wealth. Where do you fit in? Take a look at yourself. 10% of the people own 90% of the wealth.
We're Smart Policy.